Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Ken Parker. And now the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney. Researchers at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine have collected evidence that reducing food intake to under 500 calories per day for 2 days a week may help prevent brain damage from Alzheimer's or Parkinson's diseases. Studies have shown that fasting increases the growth of new neurons in the brain, which can help prevent dementia. During fasting, brain cells are put under mild stress that is similar to the effects of exercise on muscle cells. Earlier studies showed that mice who fast have better protection from becoming diabetic and less brain damage from poisons. In addition, other recent studies show that adding exercise to intermittent fasting make you even smarter. What does this mean for you? Future studies are needed, but intermittent fasting, instead of overall calorie restriction, may become useful in preventing and treating dementia in humans. And talking about making you smarter, exercise proven good for kids' grades. We all know that exercise is beneficial and should be incorporated into all children's lifestyle. An analysis of several studies has shown that physical exercise in children improves not only cardiovascular health, but also academic performance. The reasons for the connection are unknown, but the researchers suggest that exercise increases the flow of blood and oxygen to the brain and may lead to increased levels of norepinephrine and endorphins, important in stress reduction. The researchers did not specify exactly how much or what kind of exercise is needed. Several different types of physical activity were used in the different studies, however, suggesting that any type of exercise could be beneficial. The lead author stated that the key is to have a good balance between time spent in academic work and in physical activity. And when I come back, omega-3s and muscle mass, and some fascinating findings about vitamin C.
Permanent health problems often result from simply treating symptoms without taking the time to address the underlying cause of the problem. That's why we so strongly recommend regular spine and nervous system evaluations, not just when symptoms develop. It's easier to maintain good health than it is to restore it once it's gone. Chiropractic is a safe and effective way to recover and maintain your health. If you want your family to be their healthiest, call Dr. Ken Parker at 817-431-4300. Now back to the news.
The results of a clinical study from Washington University suggest that omega-3 fish oil may help reduce age-related muscle loss. The trial was designed to test the effects of daily omega-3 pills on sarcopenia, the gradual loss of muscle mass and strength associated with aging. Almost 1 in 2 people over 65 suffer from muscle loss to an extent that makes them noticeably frail and vulnerable to falls. The study tested the effects of taking 4 grams of fish oil per day. This amount is higher than the daily dose generally recommended, but it is in line with levels approved for lowering blood triglyceride levels in heart patients. One group was given fish oil supplements for 8 weeks, while the other group took a corn oil placebo. The group that was given the fish oil had twice as much muscle-building activity at the end of the study. And for our last story, why you should consider vitamin C before vaccination. There is a great deal of controversy over vaccines, especially over possible side effects. There is little controversy, however, that at least some of the time vaccines do, I repeat, do cause damage. The question that then emerges is whether something can be done to minimize, if not eliminate, such damage for those people that still decide that they want to take the risk of having a vaccination. The answer may be in vitamin C, which has been proven to be the ultimate nonspecific antidote to whatever toxin or excess oxidative stress might be present after vaccination. In addition to its general antitoxin properties, vitamin C has been demonstrated to be highly effective in neutralizing the toxic nature of mercury, which has been added as a preservative in some vaccinations. There is another compelling reason to make vitamin C an integral part of any vaccination protocol. Vitamin C has been documented to increase the antibody response of the immune system. For optimal protection, it is suggested to take vitamin C for 3 to 5 days before vaccination and to continue for at least 2 to 3 days following the shot. When dealing with infants and very young children, administering a 1,000 milligram dose of liposome encapsulated vitamin C would both be easiest and best. Of course, what we recommend prior to considering any vaccination is to visit the National Vaccination Information Center at www.nvic.org and find out the real truth on vaccinations. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Ken Parker. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.